for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. Hundreds of Jewish leaders from around the state spent the past 2 days in Sacramento lobbying for legislation aimed at addressing anti-Semitism. The annual event comes amid campus protests taking place at campuses in California and nationwide over Israel's Gaza offensive. David Baukarsley is the executive director of the Jewish Public Affairs Committee, or JPAC, which puts on the event.
We're focusing on two themes in our lobbying efforts today. We've got a package of anti-Semitism bills that's on schools, campuses, online, and in our communities. And then we're also working on helping to bring critical social services to asylum seekers and refugees.
Governor Gavin Newsom sent a pre-recorded video addressing JPAC members to announce the Golden State Plan.
The events of October 7th are horrific enough that details are burned into our minds and need no repeating. And the rise of anti-Semitism has only accelerated since then. We've created the first plan of its type, and that's the Golden State Plan to counter anti-Semitism.
Baukarsley says the plan focuses on a range of issues, including better enforcement of anti-hate laws, safety on college campuses, and Holocaust education. The students of Orange Grove High School's Adult Transition Program demonstrated their appreciation for local law enforcement by hosting a special coffee bar event on May 15th in honor of Peace Officer Memorial Day. Officers were invited to enjoy complimentary coffee and pastries at the Orange Grove High School campus. Peace Officer Memorial Day is a significant occasion to remember the sacrifices of fallen officers and to show appreciation for those who continue to serve and protect our communities. Officers from the Corona community were warmly welcomed to the campus, where they had the opportunity to connect with the students and enjoy a moment of respite. IEHP hosts the Run, Walk, and Roll 5K on Saturday, May 18th, to spotlight active military veterans and their families. Approximately 215,000 veterans reside in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, ranking 8th and 13th, respectively, among the veteran population in the country, according to U.S. Vets, a nonprofit serving homeless and at-risk veterans within the IE. The Run, Walk, and Roll 5K is open to all ages and fitness levels. All activities begin at 9 a.m. Registration is free. To learn more, go to kvcrnews.org and click on today's Midday News Report. Nature walks, festivals, and more are happening this weekend to celebrate the 19th annual Endangered Species Day, which is tomorrow. Suzanne Potter of California News Service has details.
California is home to more than 300 threatened and endangered species, with more federally protected animals than any other state. Susan Holmes is executive director of the Endangered Species Coalition.
There is a lot of work to do, but there are some extraordinary people doing it, and we just want to get folks to get out in nature and recommit to protecting endangered species in your communities and also around the country.
Check the website endangered.org for the events closest to you. Programs include a butterfly festival in San Francisco and a celebration at the Audubon Nature Center in L.A. Efforts to protect endangered species are often highly successful. For example, California had no endangered gray wolves in the wild as of 2010 and now has 6 wolf packs with at least 45 animals. Holmes says a partnership with the Yurok tribe has led to a rebound in the California condor population.
The California condor was just 22 birds brought into a captive breeding program. Now you've got 300 that are flying in the wild when they were completely gone from the wild not so long ago.
Some of the biggest threats to endangered species include impacts on food sources due to climate change and loss of habitat due to development. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.